Today I would like to encourage your hearts with a story that teaches a lesson on not indulging unrealistic expectations on how near the rapture is. We know that the rapture is near. That's very clear. That is indisputable. But how near the rapture is, exactly or precisely how near the rapture is, well, that's another story. So let me tell my story. In the fall of 1981, I was recently out of the Army. I'd been living with some friends in the Tacoma, Washington area, and I decided to hitchhike home and spend a month or two with my family in North Dakota. I made it all the way across Washington and Idaho and Montana and deep into North Dakota, and an older gentleman picked me up and gave me a ride and got me really close to home. He dropped me off somewhere west of Park River on Highway 17. I was probably around 30, 35 miles away from home. I asked him not to tell my family that I was coming, not to give them a heads up, because I wanted to surprise them. But apparently this gentleman didn't listen to my request, and he went ahead and called my family and let them know I was on my way and told them to be on the lookout for me. So from where I got dropped off on Highway 17, I walked for a number of hours. It started to get late in the evening, and then it actually got dark. And after it started getting dark, I noticed on the horizon a blinking light. I figured that was probably the blinking light that was, at least it used to be, at the Edmore Corner. And I figured, you know, if I could just keep going, I was going to be golden. I was going to be home with my family. I figured it was probably a mile or maybe a mile and a half away. I didn't think it was that far away. And I figured for sure I was going to be home that night. Well, I walked for about another hour, and it went from getting dark to very dark, to pitch dark, and the stars were brilliant, and it was getting chilly because it was relatively late in the fall. And I just kept plodding along, and I kept thinking, wow, it's got to only be another quarter mile to this light. Nothing ever panned out for me. It just seemed like my expectations just kept getting crushed. I thought it was just another quarter mile, and I got let down. Another quarter mile, I got let down. It seemed like this light was teasing me. It wasn't getting any closer. Well, after several rounds of disappointments and having my hopes dashed to the ground, I started to get discouraged. And I got tired of keeping my eyes on this blinking light. I got tired of walking and not getting anywhere. So I stopped. I wandered over to a hay bale on the side of the road, those great big gigantic round bales, and I dug a little opening into the side of a round bale, and I crawled in, and I pulled down some straw to kind of cover the opening like a mosquito netting to keep the bugs and mosquitoes out, and I went to sleep. Unbeknownst to me, while I was sleeping in that hay bale, my family had driven all the way down from Langdon to the Edmore Corner, and they were there at the corner shouting and hollering for me and honking the horn, and I was fast asleep. They saw no sign of yours truly because I was sleeping. Now, there's a lesson from this blinking light. Because I got discouraged, because I got tired of keeping my eyes on this blinking light, and I quit walking, I got tired of walking, because of all this, I missed a warm welcome, a warm meal, and a warm bed. I got no welcome, no meal, and a cold bed, a scratchy bed. Even a few mosquitoes in my bed. Now, why did I get discouraged and take my eyes off that blinking light? It was because I had entertained unrealistic expectations about how near the blinking light was. I started out thinking it was a mile or a mile and a half away, and it was probably closer to 3 miles away. So how could I have avoided discouragement here? What would have kept my eye on the blinking light? What would have kept me going? Well, the fact is, if I had just accepted the reality that the blinking light was probably farther away than I thought it was, that it was probably farther away than I wanted it to be, if I had just walked in reality, I wouldn't have gotten discouraged. If I had just kept plodding along and not keep thinking, oh, it's just a quarter of a mile away. Oh, it's just a quarter of a mile away. Oh, it's just a quarter of a mile away. And just realize that I probably was struggling with depth perception on this matter. I wanted so desperately for it to be close that I interpreted the data as it being close. Now, I have faced a similar struggle many times, a similar struggle between unrealistic expectations and cold, harsh reality when I've been climbing mountains in Washington and Colorado and Montana. If you have any experience climbing mountains, you know many times you think you're nearing the crest and you get up to where you think the crest is going to be and you realize, wow, there's a long way to go yet. I've had this happen to me on numerous occasions on numerous different mountains. Mountaintops just tend to look closer than they are when you're climbing the mountain. And in the same way, the blinking lights in the dark look much closer than they really are. Now, I think folks are doing a very similar thing with their watching for the rapture. In the excitement of watching the rapidly developing signs of the times, and there's a lot of them, and things are definitely exciting, many embrace unrealistic expectations that the rapture is immediately near. And after a few rounds of discouragements and disappointments and letdowns, they get tired of watching. They get burned out. Now, make no mistake on this, folks. My false perceptions, notice I said false perceptions, of the immediate nearness of the blinking light took an emotional and psychological toll on me. And that led me to stop watching the blinking light. It led me to stop walking and rest in the hay bale. The light was near, it was really near, but it wasn't as near as I wanted it to be. In the same way, false perceptions on the immediate nearness of the rapture will take an emotional and psychological toll on those watching for the coming of the Lord if they put their hopes on this perception of the immediate nearness of the rapture. This will start with a slow buildup of discouragement, but it will eventually become overwhelming discouragement. And the person will find no more strength to set himself up one more time for disappointment. Now, the issue here is the rapture truly is near. This is undeniable. It's undisputable. But it is not as near as many of us would like it to be. So, how can you avoid disappointment in your watching for the soon coming of the Lord? Well, first of all, just simply watch for his coming. Don't add anything else to it. Just simply watch for his coming. Learn the lesson that we can glean from the depth perception issues and the proximity issues that we have when we're mountain climbing or when we're walking towards a blinking light in the dark. We don't want to entertain unrealistic expectations of how near things are. We need to accept the fact, you need to accept the fact, that the rapture is probably a little farther away, maybe significantly farther away, than we would like it to be. So in conclusion, I trust that this short object lesson will be a blessing to you. Keep looking up. Keep watching for the coming of the Lord. He has a day set in concrete. That day is soon. It's actually quite soon. And when we hit that day, we are going up. Now, it likely won't be as soon as many of us prefer. If I had my preference, I would have gone up yesterday. I'm tired of waiting waist deep in the sewer and seeing the sewer get deeper and deeper and knowing that it won't be long and it's going to be up to my chin. And pretty soon I'm going to need a big old straw to keep from sucking in the sewer when I'm trying to breathe. But even though it's not likely to be as soon as we would like it to be, it is definitely going to be soon. And it's going to be soon enough. In the meantime, we just need to stay busy. We need to stay busy preaching the gospel. We need to stay busy discipling believers. We need to stay busy teaching the believers, especially teaching them Bible prophecy. We need to keep on watching the signs of the times as we watch the world turn into a sewer of unbelief. So occupy until he comes, and don't go to sleep in the hay bale.